to bless and protect the United States of America and all nations from terror and crime of every sort. Hear, O Israel, for the Lord our God is one God. You are not to come in your own name to pray. You are not to control any mind. You are to come only in the divine strength and know that God will rule and does, and that hypnotism and evil minds cannot and do not control men or governments. All power is God, good. This is my only formula to Christian Scientists for prayer. And God will give you faith that will remove mountains. Government Watch Booklet, page 19. The Price of Liberty by William D. McCracken. We are Christian soldiers, filling our places in civic life as true citizens working under the power of God to heal and save. God is always at hand to help in every problem. If we understand him to be the only power that saves and heals, there is no failure on the side of truth. Nations must find out that they cannot commit crimes with impunity. Merely to restrain criminal nations would not guarantee peace, but to purge their governments of criminality will save the people who are now hypnotized by the criminal teachings of these nations. When individuals place their votes upon the people who have righteous views and the courage to stand for principle in government affairs, there will be no danger of putting criminal politicians into power. With great moral courage and spiritual endurance, Mrs. Eddy long ago laid bare the secret processes of the carnal mind in its subtler phases. Demagogues at home and abroad will resist this progress, but today, as never before, liberty is acquiring a spiritual significance in human thought. It is breaking the bonds of fear and favor. This liberty cannot be bargained for. It is the crown won by spiritual progress. Since we know undeniably that God is the one and only power and authority in his entire universe, let us know that animal magnetism, a non-entity, cannot claim to infiltrate or manipulate anyone or anything to dominate or control mankind. It can't be done.